Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw. Good morning, Ryan.
A friend?
Yeah, a friend. A very good friend, always coming in with a big smile.
Yes.
Happy to see you. The topic is one we've covered before, but it bears covering again and again because it is a constant nuisance. Kind of like that dog down the block that won't stop barking. Let's see if I can do this correctly. Cerisa lespidiza. Have I got it?
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Yeah, Cerisa lespidiza is a major invasive species for our rangelands, pastures, and even CRP areas in the state of Kansas. Estimated amount is 465,000 plus acres in the state of Kansas are infested with this noxious weed.
Good gravy.
Yeah, you'll read publications and they'll say, we need to eliminate this weed. Control efforts should not aim to eliminate. We need to do just a good job of controlling, maintaining what we've got so that it doesn't get any more severe. Cerisa lespidiza is a perennial legume, which most legumes are palatable to livestock, cattle, stuff like that. Not this plant. This plant actually has some toxins. Not toxic to eat, but there's tannins that make it not palatable out there. It has trifoliate leaves, similar to like what we would think with like clover. But these leaves are club. If we looked at it as you go close to the plant, they're going to get wider as they go out. Also called wedge-shaped leaves. These plants can get typically around 3 foot tall under ideal conditions. They're like a 3 foot tall shrub that are just going to dominate a landscape if we do nothing about it. Plants will start to bloom late July, August time period. These flowers will be cream colored with purple throats on them. But most of that seed production that occurs from those plants are going to be in the month of September. So why does Cerisa lespidiza have such a strong foothold in the state of Kansas? If we go west to the Flint Hills region, what we have done for years and years and years kind of aligns up perfectly for Cerisa lespidiza. So we burn in the spring. That fire actually scarifies that seed, basically makes it ready to germinate and pop. So after we have a fire, we're going to see a big flush of Cerisa lespidiza. We typically pull cattle then the middle of July out there. That means it would have the rest of July, August, and then September undisturbed to go through the blooming, then the seed filling process. So it's got a strong foothold because of the way they manage those pastures out there. There's nothing out there to eat them. Now, again, once they get to a certain height, nothing wants to eat them anyways, but even having trampling effect, you would think, you know, could cut down on seed production. But if we are going to control it June, probably the ideal time period to spray. Now, we're bumping up to the end of June. We can spray into the beginning part of July and get still really good control. So let's just say July 15th. If I'm spraying in June or July, I'm going to use Remedy Ultra, Pasture Guard, or Surmount. So those are three products that we would use. If you're doing broadcast applications of a whole field or pasture, Remedy Ultra at a 1 to 2 pints per acre. Pasture Guard would be 3/4 to 1.5 pints per acre. Or the Surmount would be about a 2 pints per acre application. Those are going to be mixed with water where we're trying to get really good coverage. We want to go 15 to 20 gallons of water. If you're doing an aerial application, you're going to get probably 3 gallons of water spread. That's it. So we're going to really cut down on that coverage that we're going to get. Drones are becoming more popular. So if you're using a drone, you're probably going to be closer to 2 or a little less gallons per acre with them. So there are some give and takes. Once these plants start to branch out, become woodier, that's when they're going to start flowering. So end of July, beginning of August time period, we're going to want to start switching products. So at that point, we're probably going to want to use Escort XP. It's, I mean, 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce of this granular product that you would put in. It does a really good job. It does not work like the others. So the Remedy Ultra, the Pasture Guard, the Surmount, you spray it, within a week, you know it's dead. Escort works much more slowly. It might be a month and like, it's just now turning yellow. Did we actually get it killed? You probably did. It's just a really slow active product. There are no grazing restrictions for any of those herbicides that I've mentioned. For lactating beef cattle or other grazing animals, if you have dairy cattle, there could be a 14-day period where we would need to wait before going back out to graze those. There could also be a 14-day haying restriction too. So if it's in a hay field, make sure you're just following those labels. The other thing, about 8 years ago, K-State started doing some growing season burns. So growing season would be fires like they were looking August, September time period and seeing if we could eliminate seed production. I'm not going to say we totally eliminated seed production by the September burns, but we got pretty darn close. We could really reduce the amount of seed that that plant actually had fulfilled. The thing about a growing season burn, it's going to be hot because it's hotter temperature out anyways. You're going to see a lot of white smoke. It's going to burn slower because there's more water content typically in the plant, but we can get pretty good control over it. K-State has backed up their time period. They kind of are pushing now for the first part of August. The idea with these growing season burns was to burn it, scarify new seeds or whatever seeds were there. They pop and germinate. And then we get a winter frost and they winter kill. So we could cut down a herbicide. It worked really good in the September months, but I think we started to see a slight decline, you know, in productivity of our native grasses by that September burn. It just didn't have a long enough time period to put carbohydrates back down into its roots. So they backed it up to the beginning of August. Still works very good. We can really eliminate a lot of seed production, but we're going to have still some go to seed. It might be one of those instances that we burn August 1, and then in September we come back out and we spray like a remedy or something like that to hit it. Yes, we know it's going to go into winter and probably winter kill, but we want to get it to it before that plant goes into seed production. As a noxious weed in Kansas, Cereza needs to be controlled. And Cereza has a tremendous seed bank that really can reestablish itself. So, for instance, our former Southeast area agronomist Gary Kilgore, he took a handful of Cereza lespidiza plants and threw them out into his garden just to see how long those seeds would continue to germinate. So every year he'd go out, if he'd seen one, he'd mark it, hoe it out, not allow any more plants to go to seed. 19 years, he was still finding Cereza lespidiza. So that means it's a hard seed. It can last forever in that seed bank. That's why eliminating is probably not going to happen, but we need to do a better job of maintaining and kind of keeping the status quo. Herbicide treatments will need to be repeated every 2 to 4 years to keep the species in check. And if you guys have questions regarding like spot spraying and formulations there, or just needing to know how much, please give us a call. I'll do the best I can to help answer your questions. That number is 785-448-6826.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan. Walking that line between what's good and what's balanced and what's just going to take over everything like kudzu down in the south and things like that, that's got to be enough to make you just want to run screaming sometimes.
Yeah, you know, we got to do a good job. I don't like spraying a whole pasture unless it's just totally ate up with Cereza or other woody species. If I can get control over them and I had to make one whole pasture application, I would do that. But if we can spot spray and keep it at bay after that, that is a much better method than trying to just blanket spray everything, because then we do have good forbs that are going to be out there. These herbicides are going to get those good forbs as well. It is not selective in that regards. We're going to kill some good plants when we're going after some of these bad ones. So if we can keep it to a spot where we can just spot spray and just spray these little areas, I think we'd be a lot better off.
Well, we'll give it a shot at any rate.
Absolutely.
So thanks for the heads up, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.